Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Do you know who your primary care provider is these days? Do you think that that's important to know who your primary care provider is, or do you think that you even have to have a primary care provider? I think it's very important because we are talking about the age of prevention, right, Holly?
Absolutely, and I think I'm going to punk the listeners. I'm going to punk you out there. I am, because I got a trick to this question. This is a trick question.
Go
ahead. All right, so if I ask you who your primary care provider is, I want to hear. I want you to call in. I want you to tweet. I want you to post. I don't care if you send a smoke signal. I want to know who your primary care provider is, okay? Because guess who? I have one of the most loveliest, sometimes cantankerous primary care providers. You know who she is? It's me. Yep. I feel if you really look at the word primary care provider, we should all,
right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever, you know, hey, we should all primarily be in charge of taking care of ourselves. I think that's where it really starts. Am I off here, Dr. Weiss?
Well, when I lecture to medical students, I'll say often that, you're an idealist. I'll say there's a special club for the idealists right outside. You meet there. But those of us outside the bubble that deal with reality, my question is more of a challenge. Holly, how? Where do you start? I mean,
I'll tell you where I start.
Principle, okay? Because don't hand off your health. Don't hand off your health, listeners. But
you can't. Let me give you an example. I lecture all across the United States, and I love it. It's one of my favorite jobs besides the travel part. It's one of my, and I will be in a group of very intelligent women for the most part, because I lecture, but anyways. And I'll have questions after my lecture, and somebody will raise their hand and they're like, what do you think about, let's just pick on Fosamax today.
Okay.
And I've learned, right? So this is what I'll do. I'll say, I don't know. What do you think about? I said, why are you asking me first? And they're like, well, because my doctor has me on it. Okay. So this is what it said. My doctor has me on it. I said, okay. So I let them go a little bit. And I said, and so you're on it. Oh, so you're taking this every day. What do you think about it? Well, I don't know. That's why I asked you. Okay. This is where I feel people need to get a little bit of an aha going on. All right. And I said, so wait a minute. And I actually kind of call them out a little bit in front of everybody. Yes, because mm-hmm. I do want people to learn, and we all learn from each other. We know that. So you're taking something each and every day that you're somewhat conflicted about because you're asking me and you have no idea how you feel about it. And
even worse, they may not know they're supposed to have a feeling about it. They might be so disempowered, right, that they may not even know that they're supposed to have an opinion, plus or minus.
You know, I think that's a really good point, and it's something probably that I haven't taken into consideration, so I will, and I'll be a little bit more gentle. But this is, you say, what do I do? Let me tell you what I do, and I do try to do it with gentleness, because I don't think anybody should be blamed. You have to understand, like, hey, how did we get to where we are? Why do we still think eggs are dairy, et cetera, okay? We have to understand that, but here's what I do. I asked them, and I said, listen, what I want you to do, I want you to catch yourself. Try to think about it. Instead of saying, my doctor had me on, say, I am taking Prozac. I am taking Fosamax. I am taking fill in the blank. Because then you get the responsibility, you have ownership. And look, I think there's value in all systems of medicine. When I shattered my shoulder 2 years ago, I was thankful for Vicodin. I was thankful for Lunesta. It's not that I have it's not that I don't like these agents. I feel that if you have empowered ownership over your choices, then you're going to be a much healthier person, and your health is going to reflect that.
Well, here's what I'd say to support your point. I mean, I first of all, when people gave up their own primary care medicine, the ownership of their bodies, healthcare has fallen apart. So when we did this model of handing over the power to the doctor, the system crashed. It's crashing right now. It didn't work. And I think if you're listening out there, this is a really important point. When we handed over our power, we lost our power altogether. And if I'm hearing you right, Holly, you're talking about people getting their power back and saying, I'm not taking this because the doctor just recommended it. I'm taking it because I researched it. And I think at this time, this is the best thing for me, and getting comfortable with those decisions, right?
Absolutely. And you can be an empowered participant in the partnership, okay, that is truly the doctor-patient relationship. The hierarchy of the doctor says this and you do this should be obliterated and it's gone. It's 2013 now? You listen, it's an empowered participation in the partnership, and there's a lot of P's in there. But
there's a five P's book in there somewhere.
Huh? That is what it is anymore. You have got to be in partnership with your practitioner, just to throw another P in there, with your mm-hmm. health. This is not here, go do this. Here, take this. It's let's get curious about things. Please listen to me. I am paying you because you have the knowledge that I don't. Mm-hmm. You can help guide me. But guess what? At the end of the day, it's my decision. And if you decide to go fill that prescription and every morning take off that top, you know, that top with their childproof, I can hardly get them off but and put I'm them in your mouth, that is your that is your choice, that is you own those behaviors and therefore you own your health.
Yeah, I find that I almost have to deprogram patients because they'll come in and say, oh, my doctor told me this is going to kill me in the next 5 years, or even worse, they'll say to me, well, my dad died of heart disease and all these people died of heart disease. I guess I'm just going to follow along. And I'm like, well, that's your choice. Oh no, it's in my DNA. And I'm like, stop blaming your parents for your choices. Your parents smoked, they drank, they ended early. You might have some DNA, but you're also going in that direction all by your own behaviors. And I always want to try and put them responsibility on them. And that's part of this, right? I mean, people owning the responsibility.
Well, and understanding that genetics and DNA can load your gun, but your lifestyle pulls the trigger. And we have so much more control over our DNA than in our genes than they do over us. They, as if our genes are a they now. But we truly have more control over our genes than our genes have over us. And if people would just understand and realize that, what you eat, how you think, what you take in, what you how you support your body can change, not the DNA. You can't change your DNA, but you can change its expression, the phenotype. And I always... It's a P day here it ain't your health. I mean, no, it is your health. It ain't rocket science.
It is your health and it is your primary
health. It is your health. Sorry.
That's right.
But it's the phenotype. I always used to remember on board exams, phenotype photograph. So how it looks, how it expresses itself. You can change that. Yes, you can. So no more blame in your genes, especially when things don't even, go ahead.
People have gotten mad at me in lectures because they'll raise my hand and go, do you think I'm prone to heart disease? Yes. Next question. And they'll be like, well, how did you know so fast? I said, well, a third of America gets it. So you're part of a third and you're probably, and almost everybody has some atherosclerosis. So the answer is yes. Guess what? Everybody in this room is genetically able to get cancer, heart disease, autoimmune disease. So why don't we find out what keeps you away from that individually? And people look at me like, God, he just made that so simple. But could it be that simple? I mean, Holly, could it be that simple? Is just getting empowered?
I think it is truly about getting empowered. In fact, I think I'm going to start a new business. All right. I'm going to laminate, you know, I'm going to sort of mock up. I got a call the other day from my American Express folks and they're like, did you just charge $200 at Ross in Maryland? And I said, thanks for calling. No. And these people are making counterfeit cards right all over the place. Right. And I'm like, that is amazing what they can do. So here's what I want to do. I want to turn that around and I want to make counterfeit insurance cards. And what I want to do is I want to laminate everybody's own name on it. You know, kind of like when they had dog tags. I was in the military for 6 years, so I still have my dog tags. But I want to be able to laminate these cards. I want them to pull out their insurance card, okay? The best insurance is taking care of themselves, being your own primary care provider. Remember, you are your own primary care provider. So if anybody ever asks you, who's your primary care provider, you got to say your name.
Yeah,
what
but
do you
that's
think?
Symbols. I think that's fantastic, and it's more than a symbol. It's a way of life. That card
it is a way
is
of
a
life.
Way
but
of
I think,
life.
As you said, Dr. Weiss, after I said it, it's all about empowerment. And if we can just get people to understand that they are their best caretakers, then we're going to rock. All right, stay with us.